Well, here's a voice you won't be hearing on Fox News anymore.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Donald Trump, Commander-in-Chief.
Fox News has cut ties with its star anchor, Bill O'Reilly, after a series of sexual harassment complaints became public earlier this month. That led to more than 50 companies pulling their ads from O'Reilly's show and several protests calling for O'Reilly's departure. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is following this. Hi there, David.
Hey there, Magna.
So what's the latest and why is Fox making this decision now?
It's done. He's gone. Bill O'Reilly will not be returning at 8 p.m. on Monday or any other day to the position that he's held essentially since 1996. It is the most valuable real estate in cable news, and yet it was untenable from the position of the Murdoch sons, who along with their father, Rupert Murdoch, lead the parent company, 21st Century Fox. Rupert Murdoch ultimately became convinced of this. You know, there were these mounting accusations of sexual harassment against Bill O'Reilly. We really knew that there were credible allegations of this about a dozen years ago when he paid out roughly $9 million to settle allegations by a producer who had worked with him, who had him on tape repeatedly and kind of egregiously harassing her. But more women came forward and the New York Times focused attention. And this was not the face that the Murdoch sons in particular wanted to have out there as the future of Fox News. And of course, it occurred against the backdrop of Roger Ailes, the former chairman of Fox News, being ousted last summer himself for very similar charges of sexual harassment.
Right. And so what does this mean for Fox going forward? I mean, starting on Monday, because O'Reilly was a ratings juggernaut.
O'Reilly was a ratings juggernaut, and his ratings actually didn't really flag during this scandal and this controversy, but advertisers bled away, and that's a problem. One of the hidden secrets of the cable news business is actually majority of the money comes from what are called cable subscriber fees, that are fees that cable providers like Comcast or Spectrum pay to channels to carry their stuff. But advertisers are important. Bill O'Reilly brought in nine figures a year. NPR is reporting, I am reporting, that Tucker Carlson will succeed O'Reilly. He will be the new face, the new generation, the future of Fox. He did very well replacing Megyn Kelly when she decided to decamp not so many months ago for NBC News. And he is a new favorite of Rupert Murdoch, who stepped in to lead Fox News when Ailes was forced out. So Carlson will be there. Right now they're trying to figure out how to realign the other chess pieces on the board. It seems quite possible that they'll move this show called The Five from 5 p.m., a panel discussion show, which has proven quite popular, to 9 p.m. It's possible Eric Bolling, one of the hosts on that show, has pretty much openly lobbied for a primetime slot. Dana Perino, the former Bush White House spokeswoman who appears on The Five as well, appears to be somebody in the running. I think it's more likely to have the full panel than not, but, you know, Fox may feel very much after all this scandal and after the loss of Megyn Kelly, they want at least one or more female faces
right
in there, too.
Right. I mean, so this has been a time of tumultuous change for Fox. I mean, who would have thought not that long ago that they would have lost Megyn Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, Bill O'Reilly, all for various reasons, all within a short period of time. But as for O'Reilly himself, do we have any response yet from him or his lawyer?
We have not seen it. This just came over the wire minutes ago from 21st Century Fox itself. They have not publicly announced, at least to my knowledge, Tucker's appointment. Bill O'Reilly's lawyers yesterday came out with a statement effectively blaming left-wing activists for the controversy besetting him. It seemed as though he would go out with kind of the tumultuous rhetoric that often marked his show rather than with an argument. He said all along he hasn't harassed people, that he only settled these cases in order to protect his children. But, the New York Times and others have reported that there have been settlements that have roughly approximated $13 million to pay off women who have made accusations of sexual harassment against him over the years. And in recent days, new women have come forward to the hotline to make complaints who are not seeking money but are seeking to have their instances heard.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you so much.
Seismic changes. Thanks so much. Take care.